The money people earn, especially in 4 days with bathroom breaks, but the money people earn has maybe been the panel's biggest topic of 2018, or one of them. And it's not just the teachers and the nurses and the police officers who think they're shortchanged. And many people always wonder, or not always, but often, if taking up a trade after school would have served them better than going to uni. Just quickly, have you ever had second thoughts about what you do?
No.
I've already expressed, I mean, I did have second thoughts. Yes, I was a lawyer, and now I'm not, so
Removalists charge the highest hourly fees in Australia. We're going to try and ascertain the local situation shortly. The people house shifting for you earn more than all other tradies and household service professionals, more than plumbers, electricians and carpenters. The average national hourly charge out cost for a removalist in 2018 is $93 an hour, plumbers $83. Electricians, 75. General handy persons, 56. Carpenters, 55.
My camera operator just bought himself a couch on Trade Me, and it was a cheap couch. And he then went, oh, how do I get it from this place on the North Shore to my place in town? And sure enough, a man with a van is the name of the company, I think, was going to charge $80 to, you know, to do that. And he thought that seemed quite high.
Okay. I think they deserve every single cent. Every time I've ever moved house, it's been the most stressful, unpleasant experience ever. I mean, these guys probably have a relatively short lifespan in the job because you need to be relatively young and fit. And, I mean, it's clearly health and safety hazards and all sorts of things along the way, but I can't possibly think of a worse job, although an emergency plumber would be close behind, so I think that they should both earn quite a lot of money. But when you look at that hourly rate, of course, there's a lot of downtime. They have to provide their own tools. They have to get to the job. They have to pay for the transport. So, yeah, it might sound like a lot, but in terms of how much they take home every week, well, who knows?
Jeremy Wynne-Harris is kindly joining us, the CEO and Managing Director of the Builders Crack website for people looking for tradespeople and tradespeople looking for jobs. Jeremy, good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Jim. How are you going?
Good, and nice to talk to you. In Australia, I see home handymen and handy women have seen the biggest pay jumps recently, followed by carpenters. What is happening locally, as you see it?
Right, yeah, well, I guess there have been pay increases, or charge out rates. I think there's an important thing to note is, what someone said before, is there's a difference between what someone takes home in the hand and what a consumer or homeowner will actually pay. So, you know, and for very good reasons, there's tools, there's equipment, there's trucks to be bought, petrol to be purchased. So, you know, for example, like you might have someone that works for you and they might only make between $17 and $40 an hour, but the charge out rate might be around $75. And that's what the consumer sees. So, you know, there is a huge difference.
So, but you'd be reasonably well placed to see what the actual earning power per hour after overheads and costs would be, I imagine.
Yes, absolutely. So we've got a lot of data on that. So, yeah, and we have seen increases in prices, and a lot of that is due to health and safety or congested cities and increased travel times. So a business has to recoup that cost somehow. There's also things like quotes. People expect to get a free quote. So a tradesperson goes out, they might not secure that work. There is a cost. There's a cost of doing business. So there's a lot of a lot of cost there that has to be sort of, you know, built into the business somehow. Yeah, and we've got a lot of data. For example, you mentioned removalists before. I don't have any data on that one.
Okay.
So I've got data on plumbers, electricians, builders, plasterers, painters and decorators, roofers and tilers. For example, a builder charge out rate to a consumer might be between $50 and $70 now, whereas an electrician might be somewhere between $75 and $80 now.
Yeah.
A painter could be $50 to $60 now. So, and a roofer, somewhere between $40 and $70 now. And a lot of that depends on geographical location, if you're in Auckland or if you're in somewhere like, Ashburton. So it just depends on supply and demand. And if a tradesperson has a lot on, then they also might actually increase their rates.
While I've got you here, since you've got all that data in front of you, I'm looking to have a hot water system gas put in next week. What should I be paying for that?
Well, I guess it's how long it takes, right? So how long is a piece of string? So, well, but, you know, like I said, a plumber will probably be around, and it depends where you are. Someone, let's say $75 an hour. And, it's not just the hourly rate. It's also like when they're actually on the job. It's also they'll do the job. If you're exchanging a hot water cylinder, they're putting a new one in. There's an old one that needs to be removed. So that also needs to be dumped somewhere.
The beach.
I've got to go the beach.
Not the beach.
So I've got to take that somewhere, not the beach.
The figures
and get rid of that. There's costs that extend beyond the time you see them actually on the job.
You know, you must have thought about this aspect of things, Jeremy, and it sounds like fairly good at rates, hourly rates for plumbers and electricians and people starting out in a trade. And I know it takes a long time to be a good plumber or a good electrician, but starting out in a trade versus starting out on a degree course, what is your take on that for a lot of people?
Well, okay, so if you start out as an apprentice plumber, you might only be earning somewhere around $17 mark. So it's not a huge amount of money per hour. And if you, work for a company and you work your way up, you might end up getting around $38, $40 an hour. So, there's still a lot of extra cost in running that business before you get that $75 per hour charge out rate.
All right, and that's a good answer, honest answer. And thank you for joining us, Jeremy Wynne-Harris.